What are you doing? Hey, it's Thanksgiving. Are you listening? Oh, I hope you're listening to this today. That would actually make me really happy that you're making me part of your Thanksgiving celebration. Happy Thanksgiving, my friends, or happy Thanksgiving to my U.S. friends. To the rest of you, it's November 26th, 2020, and day 26-ish? 26-ish of the Neapod Pomo. I think I'm actually off by a day. So I didn't count like day number one. So I think I've done 27 episodes at this point. And so like I think my episode numbering is all kerfuffled. And I should fix it, but like I don't know if I care. Do you care? I can't imagine you care that much. You probably are not basing your listening of this, if you are listening, based on the episode number. I don't know. I'm just saying words. What's up? How you doing? We're talking about yam potatoes, sweetums today. So it's not a yam. It's if you're in the U.S. and you're having what you think or what you are calling a yam, it's probably not a yam. The odds are very, very good that you're eating a sweet potato and you're not eating a yam. No, they're not interchangeable. They're not the same thing. I think colloquially, since very long ago, they've kind of been used interchangeably, the word sweet potato and the word yam, but they're not the same thing. They're different. So let's talk about it. Let's talk at you. Let's me talk at you right now about the differences between yams and sweet berdurters. You can boil them, mash them, or stick them in a stew. I bet that's something you could do with either. I don't know that I've ever had a sweet potato stew, but a friend of mine named Danny did make this baller sweet potato like tacos. She made sweet potato tacos, and they had like black beans in them and onions and garlic and some bell peppers and sweet potatoes, obviously. And it's been like 4 years since I've had these sweet potato tacos, and I still think about them like on the reg. They're fantastic. Anyway, back to yams and back to sweet potatoes. Yams are not sweet potatoes, and sweet potatoes are not yams, regardless of what you heard or have been told. So let's start with the yam. It is a big tuberous tree root of a food, right? And it's literally a tuber. Like a potato, a yam is a tuber. Now, a tuber is a modified stem, and it may produce roots. It may have eyelets, which in fact a yam does. It has eyes like a potato where new stems can come out. It can grow a new plant. That's how they spread, all of those things. A tuber is a modified stem. It's not really a root. Roots come off it. They get hairy sometimes. So if you took, like, if you want to know what a yam looks like, and if you took, like, a sweet potato and fed it after midnight and let it get really huge and then, like turned it into tree beard from Lord of the Rings and wrapped it in bark and gave it some angry googly eyes, then you can have a yam. So yams are in the genus Dioscorea. Dioscorea? I don't know how to pronounce it, actually. I'm going to say Dioscorea. And they're in a family that is only yams, Dioscoreaceae, or the yam family, the yamily. Oh, my God. The yamily is my new... The yamily is my new favorite thing in the world. Dioscoreaceae is the yam family. Now, there are as many as potentially 600 varieties of yams in this genus, Dioscorea. But in general, they are quite large. They are, again, a tuber. The flavor is much more potato-like than a sweet potato, which, by the way, is not a potato. They're starchy. They're not sweet. But they can be used in a lot of things, much like the storied potato. Boil them, mash them, and stick them in a stew. Potatoes. Now, they are not potatoes, but they are similar. Some yams are the size of a small potato or a sweet potato, 6 to 8 inches in length, maybe a little bit smaller. But they can grow a meter and a half, 5 feet. 5 feet. That's like a foot taller than a foot taller than my almost 5-year-old son. And they can weigh well over 100 pounds. According to the Library of Congress, which I don't know why they spent time on this, the largest yam on record is 130 pounds. It's pretty impressive. They are native to Africa, and like 95% of the world's production in yams still comes out of Africa. You can get them here. They are available at most supermarkets or, definitely at some specialty stores. But if you were to see one, you're probably not going to buy it unless you are specifically after a yam. You're going to go buy a sweet potato instead. That's what most people are after. They're not really after the yam. Now, a sweet potato we're more familiar with. They have white or orange or sometimes even purple flesh. They have sort of a smoother skin. They don't look like tree bark. They're more like quick beam than tree beard. Are there any questions out there still that I'm a thunderous nerd? No. Anyway. So sweet potatoes are in some ways less versatile. They have high sugar contents. They're used usually more in sweet dishes. Again, unless you make baller tacos out of them, which I recommend you doing. And they don't usually get that big. Now, if you let them go a while and then you let them grow for a while, especially on ornamental varieties of sweet potato, because that is a way that we use them quite a bit. There's some really cool ornamental varieties. You know, they may get the size of like a human head or a bowling ball. But in general, we want to harvest our sweet potatoes when they're still small, fairly soft, and like, you know, 8 inches long or something like that. And you're familiar with it. They have lots of beta carotene in them. They have tons of things, protein, calcium, iron, sodium, vitamin A, lots of water in them, lots of good stuff. The scientific name of a sweet potato is Ipomoea batatas. Ipomoea batatas, which is fun to say with your mouth. Try it. Great job. Okay, so again, yams are still available in the market. They're not sweet potatoes, and they're mostly grown in Africa, and you could probably swing one and knock out a buffalo. Sweet potatoes are what you are thinking of. It's not a yam. Your casserole that has, an offensive number of marshmallows on it and butter in it, I promise, is probably 10 of 10. 9.976 out of 10. Not a yam, but it is a sweet potato. Anyway, have a happy Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. Have a happy Thursday if you're anywhere else. Y'all are rad. We're almost done with the SnapPod Pomo thing. And I so much appreciate you hanging in there with me. Y'all are the best. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk about plants or something.